First up on the High Velocity Radio Show, it is my pleasure to introduce Miss Barb. I'm going to probably butcher the last name, but I'm going to give it a shot.
You typically
Barb Giamanco?
Giamanco. Giamanco.
Giamanco. Well, welcome to the show, Barb.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
We are delighted to have you. Understand you've got a new book out. Tell us the title of this book and what compelled you to write it.
Yeah, thanks so much. The title of the book is called The New Handshake, Sales Meets Social Media. And what compelled me to write it? Well, I don't know. At the end of 2008, I just had this brainstorm. I saw that people in social media were talking about how it applied to marketing and PR and communication, but nobody was talking about how it could apply to the sales process. So I approached a friend who had already written a book. They ran it by the publisher. Next thing you know, we have a book deal, and there you go.
Sweet.
Yeah. Never happens that way.
Never.
It really doesn't.
That's great stuff.
Yeah.
So who's this book for? Is it for B2C or B2B or both?
I think it actually applies to both. It's really for any business or individual who has a product or service to sell. And frankly, it applies to those folks who need to sell themselves getting that next big job. So it really has a lot of applicability.
Now, social media, is this something that you have dabbled in, dived in, and been in neck deep for several years? Now, what's your personal history with social media?
Well, actually, before I started my own company 9 years ago, I spent 20 years in technology. In fact, I came to Atlanta by way of Phoenix with Microsoft. So I've had a long history with technology and selling technology products. So I would say I started dabbling with things like blogging even way back before I retired from the company. So I've been using it in my own business for a good 6 years now.
You were a blogger before blogging was cool.
Yeah,
like
well,
Mandrell,
I dabbled. The technology wasn't very easy at that point. And really? I was kind of like, I don't really get this. I don't want to put my personal laundry out there on the web.
I just finished reading a book by Amber Naslund and Jay Baer called The Now Revolution, and they call it the new telephone. You call it the new handshake. What does that mean?
Well, really, you know, if you think about, right, what do we all do when we go network? First thing we do when we meet somebody, you walked into the lobby, I shook your hand. So if you think about social media as a new way of making connections with people, and so a lot of folks will say, well, you can't close business using social media. Really, that's not the point. The point is you're trying to create relationships that lead to new sales opportunities. So it's a new way of kind of connecting with people.
So what kind of problem are you trying to solve with this book and your work? What's the fundamental problem you're out there trying to solve with this work?
It's really to help sales professionals find new ways to get at more prospects, right? That's really the bottom line. And then the other part of it is to help them utilize their time more effectively. Listen, we're all here in Atlanta, and we know how long it can take to get to a networking event, right? Forget getting there and being
right
there. And, you know, you can blow 3 hours going to a networking event, and sadly, a lot of that time invested never, you know, even turns into a sales prospect, because far too many people are spending time networking where their buyer is not likely to be. So what if you took that time instead and invested it intentionally by participating in the right kinds of communities to get at new prospects, save yourself a lot of time, generate more business.
Barb, what you said earlier was music to my ears. You're not going to close a $20,000 piece of consulting business on Twitter.
No.
You're just not going to do it.
Nope.
But it, social media, if for no other reason, it's a conversation starter. It's where you begin the relationship building, right?
Absolutely. It's about visibility. What I tell people all the time is just because we have something to sell doesn't mean the buyer's ready to buy. So you need to be the person they think of when they have a need. And that's really the way it comes down. You know, I'm going to be speaking at, of all places, a railroad conference in May in San Antonio.
About social media?
About social media. It's going to be so cool. I cannot wait. But here's the thing I asked, well, how did you come to me? How did you find me? And they said, well, actually, my wife heard you on a webinar about a year ago. Then we started following you on LinkedIn, and we get your newsletters, and there you go. They need a speaker on social media. They think of Barb Giamanco.
That's how it works, audience.
Yep.
I mean, it's putting out some fishing lines in the water, and the more that you do, the more podcasts you publish, the more blog posts you put out there, the more guest posts you do. That's how you get found. It's about visibility, as you say.
Yeah, it really is. And you have to participate intentionally. So a lot of folks get involved in this stuff, and they have a profile on LinkedIn as an example, but they don't know what to do with it. They're not really networking. They're not participating in groups. And, you know, so then they'll say, well, it doesn't really work. Well, it does work if you're clear about what you're doing and you actually have sort of a purpose and a plan.
Participate intentionally.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that'll be the most important thing you say on the show. I mean, that's, there's thousands of people that are, they have profiles, but they don't participate.
No.
And if they do, they're not really doing it with a lot of intention.
That's right. And so, you know, if you're going to get on social media and you're only going to drop in, say, once a month, you're wasting. There's no point, right? You have to be there pretty much every day. You don't have to be there for long periods of time. And with some of these cool technologies like Hootsuite, which I love, you can queue up messages and different things that you can put out in front of folks. So lots of benefit. It's just sad, though, that many sales folks are still trying to hang on to this notion that the only way to close business is face-to-face. Which led to me actually doing a webinar Friday about phone sales, right? Because you can do a lot of business over the telephone. Not everybody who hires me, in fact, the folks from the Railroad Association, they haven't met me yet. They've talked to me on the phone. They've seen a video interview, but they haven't met me personally. So I would say to any sales professional who insists they have to meet everyone is really missing the boat.
So I want to hear more about this webinar thing, because that's always seemed intriguing to me and seemed like a what's got to be very cost-effective way to educate your market and promote your business. You've had some real success with that, huh?
Definitely having a lot of success with that. And so when I think of social media, it encompasses everything, whether it's your email marketing, doing webinars. But sure, on average, we're getting about 90 people registering for these complimentary webinars, which gives me the opportunity to get more visibility. I also like to showcase guests, and it builds the list. So again, it's all about how can you get in front of more people.
Oh, now I like that idea. Talk more about this showcase a guest thing. Talk through that strategy.
Well, it's kind of like what you and Todd are doing, where you're giving us the opportunity to come and, you know, talk about what we do, our expertise, our books. And so I try to queue up topics that people find really interesting. So Friday we had Renee Walkup with SalesPeak.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
She and I did a really great session on how to utilize the telephone. If you can believe this. Well, you probably can, because you get the calls. I do, too. People are so inarticulate, or they call you on the telephone and they just want to do a blah, blah, blah about the stuff they have to sell. So we talked through, you know, good strategies, asking better questions, using social technology to do a little research and homework.
Renee, author of The Naked Salesperson, one of my favorite book titles.
Yeah, we had Renee on the show.
We sure did.
And of course, she just has a marvelous reputation here in the Atlanta market.
Oh, she's
anyway.
Awesome. She's awesome.
She's a neat lady. So what kind of mistakes are people out there that have not had the benefit of your counsel or haven't read your book, what kind of mistakes are they making out there with social media right now?
The first mistake most people make is somebody says, hey, you should get on Twitter. Okay, so they jump on Twitter without understanding what Twitter is about. They have no purpose, no plan, no strategy. We talk about it a lot in the book, and I've been in technology for a very long time. You can't just slap technology onto a process and think it's going to work. You have to actually be asking yourself, okay, who's my ideal buyer? What technology are they likely to use? Are they going to spend more time on LinkedIn? If it's B2B, they probably are. And so that's the biggest mistake, just getting out there without really understanding why you're there, what you want to say, what you want to be known for. And I think you're going to talk with someone later in your program, right, about branding?
Right, right.
So that's what this is about. You have to be clear what you want your message to be about, how you want to represent yourself.
Barb, we talked about you spending 3 hours going to and from a network, but then the same person who does that complains that they don't have enough time for social media. How do you solve that nightmare scenario?
Well, the very first thing I'd say is, you know, if you take a look at your calendar and you really carefully look at how you're spending time every day, absolutely guaranteed there are time wasters. Everybody wastes time in the day. So if you can spend a little time, in fact, I've recommended to sales managers, take your sales team through an exercise where just for a week, and I know it's a little bit challenging, but for a week, just kind of note down in 15, 20-minute segments where you're spending time throughout the day. Guaranteed you're going to find they're wasting time.
Todd will fire me if I show him that worksheet.
Yeah, that's a touchy subject. Don't bring that up again, Barb, please.
Yeah, but the truth is, if I go into a sales organization, guaranteed I'm going to find out right away that they're even spending time at the wrong networking events. Most people don't stop and clearly think about, before I go to this networking event, is it really likely that my potential buyer will be there? In most cases, the answer is no. And so you end up networking with a lot of people who are maybe selling products and services who are never going to buy from you. Right? And you're going to have that same problem online if you don't think about where your ideal buyer is.
Well, but people make the same mistake on social media. I mean,
absolutely.
One of the most common problems that people do on LinkedIn is, I'm participating in a group. What are you? I'm a marketer. What groups are you in? Marketing groups. I mean, you're just talking to a bunch of consultants, man. I mean, so there's ways to be strategic on places like LinkedIn, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, so it starts with looking for industry-specific groups where you can participate. And by the way, participate and discuss is not selling. That's the other big mistake people make when they come into social media, right? They'll come into a group and the very first interaction is, hey, come buy my whatever. And that so turns people off in the social sales world. It really does.
No, when you follow someone, then you get that auto tweet that says, "Hey, click here and buy my book and buy my webinar and buy." I mean, it just makes me physically sick, and then I unfollow and block.
Yeah, it makes me crazy. I wrote a post about a year ago. Don't DM me like you know me.
Yeah, I mean, that's
right. I don't know you yet, so don't sell me your stuff. I need to know a little bit about you.
And there are clients I've said I don't want you selling on social media. So just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just connect.
So what is the right platform for, say, I don't know, an old man with broken dreams in the radio business? You know, should I be on LinkedIn or the Twitter or the Facebook? Where should I be?
Well, so not to be cagey, but the answer is it depends. So if, for example, you're looking for sponsors for your business program, I'd probably be spending time on LinkedIn, right? I mean, over 90 million business professionals, every major company in the world has a presence there. If you're really appealing to, let's say you want to do interviews with, authors or whatever, you might spend more time over on Facebook, where you tend to find a lot of independent businesses, authors, creative types. So it really sort of depends on your objective.
Barbara, another scenario that I want to throw out to you, ask you to respond. So talk to a typical business and say, we need you to engage on the social web. Oh, we want to. That would be good for us. But we're just scared of people saying anything negative about us.
Yeah.
How do you combat that challenge?
First of all, get over it. I mean, they're already complaining. All right. There are already people who complain about your business. I suggest they see it as an opportunity. So two things. One, see it as an opportunity. Because if there is something that comes out that's negative, maybe that's an opportunity for you to change the business practice or whatever. If it's somebody who's really sort of just being what I call on the lunatic fringe, just trying to stir up trouble, the interesting thing about social communities is that the community self-manages. So your fans, right, will come forward and say, hey, wait a second.
They'll come to your defense.
Yeah. Oh. Then the second big point is that companies just need to be prepared for the fact that people will have complaints and issues. That's no different than preparing for that now with a customer service department, right? So personally, I just, seriously, they got to get over it. It's just silly to worry about.
They're scared of transparency, but that's what makes it so much fun and gives it so much potential, is the transparent nature of the social web.
Right, but that scares most corporations, right? They've always been about control, and it scares them in a big way to know that there is no such thing as control anymore.
The best marketing they can do, though, is to publicly respond to someone's challenge. And that can strengthen the tide of that brand better than almost anything else they could do.
But it could also hurt it, so you have to be careful. Selling Power magazine interviewed me for an article in December, and it was about the top 10 social media disasters. So you have to be careful. I don't know if y'all know the story of the Queen Elizabeth when she threw up her Facebook page about 8 weeks ago. Well, she does have people who are not fans, and so they started flocking to the page, and they had some things to say, and what do her handlers do? Well, first, they start arguing. Second, they start deleting the messages. Now, that did not help her brand at all. In fact, it was a terrible disaster. So, you know, that's what I mean by you have to prepare for that sort of thing, and B, you've got to have a process in place. But my gosh, the last thing you want to do is start arguing with people and then deleting the messages. I mean, people go nuts over that thing.
So how can we get our hands on this book, and what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you if they'd like to have a conversation about their social media strategy?
Well, thank you. Thank you both, Todd and Stone. They can reach me through the website, www.thenewhandshake.com. Feel free to call me in Atlanta, 404-647-4925, or find me on any social site at Barbara Giamonco.